month, so make sure I actually know what I'm doing here. But you are listening to
Grow Radio.
GrowRadio.org.
Stalin was worse than Hitler. In World War II, he was the victor. Did you know that he had webbed toes? He used a short arm to crush his foes. He arrested everyone in Russia, sent them to the Siberian tundra. Don't stop.
Share the modern world with me.
Oh, I was just sharing with Travis that he must go to Jonathan Richman as, well, you know, I don't like to necessarily tell people what to do. And, you know, I'm not saying listeners have to go, but what are you thinking if you don't? Jonathan Richman, $10, I think. If you knew what you're missing, you regret it more. But Jonathan Richman, this Wednesday at Common Grounds, if you're not familiar with Jonathan Richman, that was just him singing in the Modern Lovers. Modern Lovers also including one of the Talking Heads members, whose name is now escaping me, which is should not be happening. It's going to come to me as soon as I get off air, but Jerry. This is embarrassing. Jerry but Harrison. Thank you, Jerry Harrison from the Talking Heads. Modern Lovers, but Jonathan Richman also known for his troubadour style and Something About Mary. But I'm telling you, I will put it on one of the top five shows I've seen in Gainesville, and that's saying something. So highly recommended. I'm going to be kicking myself if I'm standing outside at the sold-out show after doing this, but I guess my three listeners probably won't get me standing outside. But next up, we've got Willie Green, local Gainesville blues man, and the song is Wild About You, Baby.
Well, if I ain't but one thing, baby, no. Make your daddy drink. Say that you don't love me, Lord, and I begin to think you know. Why not do you ever think? So wild about you, babe. Don't get nothing in the world. Well, I can't sleep at night, you know. Can't melt through the day. Can't hold on but don't go long. Living this way, you know I'm so. Why not do you ever think? You know so wild about.
All right. That was The Grateful Dead with I Need a Miracle off of Shakedown Street. Going out to my friend Mark, who may or may not be listening, but played me some new stuff from the Further Fest on my travels recently. And I was queuing up Kathleen Edwards off of her Failure album, but our equipment is not cooperating with me. So I will play some Three-Legged Dog. I was going to play this later in the show, but since I'm scrambling here, I will call up some Three-Legged Dog. Three-Legged Dog is a local band, local Gainesville. They're having their third anniversary here in town this week at 1982, this Saturday. And it is actually called Mustacheganza. And it's going to be a mustache contest. And there's, as far as I know, two levels of the mustache contest. That would be your real mustache and your fake mustache. So if you have a real mustache, you want to compete, come on out. If you don't, you can still compete in the fake mustache contest. And there's actually prizes. There's whiskey cookies. There's me. I'm playing as well. I'm going to be opening the evening, as far as I know. So come on out to 1982 on Sunday for the Three-Legged Dog Extravaganza Mustacheganza. And the song is called Gainesville Cowboy, and it's basically about people who ride their bikes in Gainesville instead of horses.
I got a horse, but I got a bike. Maybe not so cool, but it gets me where I like. Ride to work on a Sunday morning, a bar back door, spill beer and yawning. Ride through the water, they mop as they're closing. And I got to.
Gainesville's own Three-Legged Dog with Gainesville Cowboy singing about Bikes as horses. Got me. I wish I could remember the lyric. It's something like, I ride on a seat, it's a little triangle, cuts my junk at a delicate angle. You know, you can't make that stuff up. Well, I guess they made it up. Anyway, next up, Cowboy Junkies, Common Disaster. It's going out to Pam. And that was going to Pam because she introduced me to that band, and I love that song. And I also just got the chance to travel with her recently, so awfully, awfully special. And next up, speaking of special, I'm going to play Wondering Where the Lions Are. And this is a song I played back right after August and Leo Fest. I have a bunch of friends in town that are Leos, in and out of town, actually. Actually, Pam is also a Leo. She's not in town. But it was back in, I guess, August-ish, and they had a big Leo Fest here, and it was just magical and wonderful, and I played the song after that, and I just noticed in my Facebook updates that there was some kind of moon going through Leo recently, so I thought, you know what, missing my Leo friends and festivals under the moon, and that I'd give a shout out to the... You know, Leos, mid-year. This is Bruce Coburn.
Sun's up, looks okay. The world survives into another day. And I'm thinking about eternity. Some kind of ecstasy got a hold on me.
said we can take the night train. When the pressure's on, things get insane. There's only one cure for that kind of strain. It ain't nothing but a woman, nothing but a woman, no, no. Don't need nothing but a woman, yeah, get me through the show.
That was Robert Cray with Nothing But a Woman. Gosh, I saw him so many years ago, a couple of times, and he's just great in concert. That album is a Strong Persuader. If you're not familiar with it, the whole album is just spectacular. And you know what? Now I'm going to play some Leonard Cohen. And I was popping in and out of the Grammys last night, you know, watching it, kind of not watching it, getting caught up, you know, flipping back and forth. And one part that I did catch was when they mentioned for about, let me see, 4 seconds that Leonard Cohen, I think, had received the Lifetime Achievement Award in some, like, not televised ceremony. And then they went on to talk about Beyonce for 10 minutes. And no diss to Beyonce. You know, I want to pull a Kanye West here on Grow Radio. But I'm just saying, Leonard Cohen... I think he kind of should have gotten up on stage for the Lifetime Achievement Award. And if nothing else, Jeff Beck was in the audience. He could have certainly gotten up and sang Hallelujah or something. So to my own little rebellious tribute, I'm going to play some Leonard Cohen. So here you go from Field Pants, Leonard Cohen.
By the window, abandoned to beauty and pride, the thorn of the night in your bosom, a spear of the age in your side. lost in the reaches of fragrance, or lost in the rags of remorse, lost in the waves of his sickness that loosens the high silver nerves. What chosen love, not frozen love, or tangle of matter and ghost, or darling of angels, demons and saints, and the whole broken heart to toast. Gentle this soul, and come forth from your cloud of unknowing, and kiss the cheek of the moon. The new Jerusalem glowing, why tarry all night in this ruin, and leave no word of discomfort, or leave no observer to mourn, but climb on your tears and be silent like the rose on its ladder of thorn. A chosen love, not frozen love, or tangle of matter and ghosts, or darling of angels, demons and saints, and the heartbroken hearted host. Gentle this soul, then lay your rose on the fire, the fire give up to the sun, the sun give over to splendor in the arms of the High Holy One. For the Holy One dreams of a letter, our dreams of a letter's death. Bless the continuous stutter of the word being made into flesh. What chosen love, or frozen love, or tangle of matter and ghost, or darling of angels, demons and saints, and the whole broken heart. Host, gentle this soul, gentle
Rafi Okopian on the violin.
Mm-hmm. just change my mind. Sometimes you can never tell where a story will unwind. How deep is a shallow well? Sometimes you would never guess who's all the talk and who just might.
Joe Henry with King's Highway. In the interim of that last set, Ironing has entered the building. And woo, we'll give a little, actually, and here's some very exciting news. Can we give a little promo for next week?
Sure. Next Monday, there's going to be the first ever. Okay. I'm sorry.
No, I'm sorry. It's all right, go again.
Next Monday, we are going to have live performers in the building, and we are going to broadcast it live. Newton from Philadelphia and Tinnitus Stimulus from Pennsylvania, myself and Frog are all going to perform here in the front room, and we are going to broadcast it live across the air. And also, you can come by and donate to the bands, and it's going to be a limited space, but, you know, I'm sure we can all squeeze
it. Exclusive. Yeah. It's exclusive. And by the building, we mean the satellite. Actually, you know what? If you've been listening in and you're like, where is Grow Radio produced from? Where do all this like amazing sounds come from? Well, you know what? You can come and check it out next Monday. You can come and listen to me live. That will be disastrous and fun. So you can come harass me live. I guess I welcome it. I'm not really thinking this through, but sure. Come on out early. And then the show starts at 8:30. Is that right?
Yeah, we prefer people not show up before 8:30.
Okay, then don't show up and harass me early. No, you're not allowed before 8:30, and that actually works better for me. So you can come at 8:30, and that's a satellite building if you're in Gainesville, and leave promptly at 10. Show up at 8:30, and then you will, yeah. Don't have to go home, but you can't stay here. And this is at the Satellite Building, which is in downtown Gainesville. And some of the people who are listening to the show, even close friends of mine, still ask me where this is broadcast from. And it's broadcast right downtown from the old satellite building, which is behind the parking garage, behind Brophy's. So I know you know where that is. But anyway, next up, we're going to hear from Laura Love.
Bye. I'm on my way to find you. I'm on my way to make you see what's plain as plain. I'm out there on the ground, marching to corner you. And I don't know why you are blind to your wrongs. I don't know why you pretend to be so strong. But I'm marching on to corner you. I'm coming home, coming home to find you. I won't let you drag your secrets after you or shake your head. I've come to take my country back. Cause she loves me. Ooh, she loves me. She loves me dearly. I'm on my way to find you. I'm on my way to make you see what's plain as plain. I'm out there on the ground, marching to corner you. Marching to corner you.
She said she'd been thinking.
All right, once again, that was Aaron, David, and Kenny from Beast of a Fish, former local band. And they're not local, but they're playing locally this Wednesday at Common Grounds. Well, they aren't. This is going to be the Modern Lovers again. But Jonathan Richmond, again this Wednesday, and let's just do Pablo Picasso Was Never Called an Asshole. Yeah. And then we will have Ironing, Some of Your Life. You've been listening to singers, songwriters, and such. Thanks for tuning in. Good to be back on Grow Radio.
He could walk down your street and girls could not resist the stare. Pablo Picasso never got called an asshole, not like you. Alright. Well, he was only 5'3", but girls could not resist the stare. Pablo Picasso never got called an asshole, not in New York.
This is the sum of your life.